DFBS. Mike
Howarth. Finally, we've got here. It is time to welcome our next guest, who is one of the world's most famous producer DJs. In the 90s, he played in the biggest nightclubs in New York, then later around the world, grabbing a number one in the UK in the process and continuing to be an icon of the European party scene. It gives me a great pleasure to say, Roger Sanchez, welcome to the show.
Thank you very, very much.
What should I call you? Roger, Mr. Sanchez, Roger S, the S-man, sir, God?
You can call me Roger. By the way, I'm loving that Dame Heather Smalls, eh?
Oh!
What's up with that?
Do you want me to get you her autograph?
Sure, definitely. I'd be honored.
Roger, I was reading earlier on in the office, is it true that years and years and years ago, your dad actually encouraged you to take a break from studies and devote your full energy to DJing?
What he told me was, you need to follow your heart. If your heart's into music, and because I was in school studying architecture and he's an engineer, he said, don't do architecture because you think it's going to impress me. Do what makes you feel good. And if it's music, then follow that. That was pretty cool. I was really surprised. I'm like, you know, you should have told me this years ago when you wouldn't let me go out on a Saturday to play with my friends just so I could study books. He's like, do that math problem.
let's do one of my favorite songs of all time, Another Chance. Now, did you expect that to become so big and crashing at number one?
To be honest with you, that was one of the last tracks I did on that album. And I was actually looking to do an underground track. But one thing about it was there was a vibe about that track that was very immediate. Mm-hmm. And anybody that heard it, as soon as I started seeing a couple of the ladies reacting that way, I said, could be something.
I can't believe it's pretty much 10 years old, isn't
it? Yeah, it's 10 years old.
What happened to time?
I blinked and it went.
Just disappeared.
Yes.
The new single, of course, this is banging. I'm absolutely loving Together.
Thank you.
We have been hammering it all over the Forces world on BFBS.
Yes, I have heard it. By the way, a big shout out to all the Forces out there. You know, I was had a little bit of military service myself, so U.S. Marine Corps out there, British Forces, much love, Afghanistan, everywhere you are, man, we hold you down. Because you hold us down. So big shout out to all the Forces.
Bless you, mate. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm in love. I mean, it's sort of a bromance going on. how did you end up working with Far East Movement?
Originally, I had done the track as just a sample-based track for the clubs. And, you know, I had found that sample of B-52s while I was working on the track.
Yeah.
Then, after dropping it at the clubs for a while, my manager gave me the Far East Movement album because he's friends with the president of their label. Before it was released, and he said, hey, would you want to maybe collaborate with these guys? Said absolutely. Then I did the remix of it and sent it to them, and then they sent me back their vocals, and it was amazing what they did.
What made you decide to sample Love Shack?
When I was in the studio actually doing the track, I had it mostly done, and then I was scrolling through about a billion acapellas that I have just to get a vibe to maybe write something with, and then I found that little section of the chorus, We Can Get Together, really resonated with me. It reminded me of the sample when I found for Another Chance.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where I'm like, yeah, you know what, that's really cool. And I just looped it up in a different way and had to clear it legally, of course, because, you know, you can mess with the majors, especially when it comes to stuff like that. But it works so well, and I'm glad that it's had the impact and that it's continuing to have the impact that it does.
And of course, a ton of remixes knocking about as well.
Do you know what the funny thing is? It's great. I get all these Twitter, you know, remix downloads on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, with people doing their own version. And I know a record's really starting to touch people when I start getting these random bootlegs and mashups, and I go, yeah, cool, bring it on.
New album on the cards as well?
Yes, I actually have an EP and an album. The album's called Flashing Lights, and the first EP, Flashing Lights 1, will be out in May sometime. I've done collaborations with people like Danny Jones from the band McFly, Cascade, Sidney Samson, loads of others for this album.
50 Cent.
Yeah, I'm working on something with 50 Cent and his producer Hot Rod. So, yeah, lots coming, man. Lots coming.
There's a lot of budding DJs out there in the Forces. What advice would you give to them?
Put the music first. Make sure that that's your first love when you're going into this.
Yeah.
And just let that, you know, whatever you love, really go for it. Follow your heart. Just the same thing my dad told me, follow your heart.
Roger, do you see yourself sort of DJing for the rest of your days, or do you think you'll get an allotment somewhere in 20 years' time?
I don't know. You know, the truth of the matter is I'm enjoying this too much to say I'm going to stop.
Don't stop.
And then at the same time, you know, I've loads of other things I want to do. I'm getting into film score, you know, even more writing and production. So, you know, you never know. But all I know is while I still enjoy it, I'm definitely going to keep doing it.
Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare. I'll send Dame Heather Smalls round to your house.
Oh, Lord. Yes, heaven just forbid.
Roger, listen, a pleasure to have you on the show. Will you please introduce your new track for us now?
Hi, I'm Roger Sanchez, and right about now, you're going to check out my new single with my boys, the Far East Movement. This is Together.